So it is finally happening. Electronic Arts, EA, is parting ways with World Soccer governing body, FIFA, after a near three-decade partnership and pulling the plug on one of the world's most successful video game franchises that has raked in billions of dollars in sales. What I don't understand is EA made a significant offer to FIFA for an eight-year exclusivity period across all of FIFA's gaming and esports rights. So why now, and what is the actual problem here?
Well, Mark, we've spoken about this topic before, so it's not all too strange to hear about the EA FIFA situation. You know, FIFA is a little bit on the greedy side, right? Well, that's just at least my opinion on the matter. As we know, the soccer body was unwilling to lock up all of its gaming and football rights to just one single publisher. And they also said they're going to be bringing out a few of their own games developed by third-party studios and publishers, while giving a short extension to EA Sports to launch the new FIFA 23. But FIFA was also seeking at least double the $150 million it received annually from EA Sports, which was its biggest commercial partner. And of course, we know EA was also pushing to expand the FIFA brand into new areas such as NFTs and highlights of real games. So in my opinion, I do think that FIFA is on the short end of the stick, right? I do honestly think that FIFA is losing out with this kind of breakup coming in between them and EA.
So here's another interesting story that has, you know, caught my attention. For years, Netflix said it would not introduce an ad-based model. But the company announced a new way of thinking earlier this year after losing 200,000 subscribers. Netflix projects it will lose 2 million more subscribers in the months ahead. This has seemingly spooked analysts and investors, you know, since I've been watching the trends on social media, as Netflix's stock price has taken a big hit this year. I personally think they have found comfort and they are very slow with new content release. Your thoughts and plans around the cheaper subscription?
Well, Mac, I've got three words for you. Money, money, money. Netflix made $29.7 billion in revenue and a profit of $5.1 billion in 2021, while Netflix co-CEOs Ted Sarandos and Reed Hastings made more than $70 million in pay last year. Now, we know that Netflix is also venturing out beyond TV and film, buying up video game studios to create new games based on Netflix properties. But with regards to the ad-based model itself, we could see that costing less than Netflix's most popular plan, which is around about $15.50. You know, HBO Max's ad-based model costs only $10 a month, and Peacock's plan with commercial costs only $5 a month. Now, the changes are most likely due to Netflix losing their subscribers, as you've mentioned already. And, you know, with those projections of about 2 million more subscribers in the months ahead, they're definitely going to be looking to close up a few of those wounds, if you can put it that way. Now, the ad-based tier may launch in the final 3 months of 2022, so somewhere in the October-December window. And around the same time, Netflix will ramp up efforts to stop password sharing, a mission the company has been on for some time already. And as we know, there are more than 100 million shared accounts worldwide, and Netflix wants a piece of that.